The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Huge crowds are expected at St. Peter's Basilica again today for a glimpse of Pope Francis' body on the second day of public tributes. It's estimated that there was close to 20,000 people who came to pay their respects yesterday. Vatican officials maintained extended hours to allow as many visitors as possible to bid farewell before Saturday's funeral. Now, to get the latest on all of this and more, I'm joined by Nick Pisa, senior reporter of Global Mail Online, who's in Rome at the moment. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, to you and to your listeners.
You're out and about. Can you describe the scenes for us?
Yeah, well, I'm actually on the Via della Consolazione as we speak, which, as you may know, is the main road leading up from the River Tiber up to St. Peter's Basilica. And I'm looking at the dome now, and there are queues stretching out along the flank on the right-hand side all the way down Via della Consolazione until about midway, people queuing up to get inside to see the Pope's body, which is in a coffin on a raised platform by the altar of the confessor. And as you said there yesterday, they thought there was about, or estimated around 20,000 people were filed past last night by about 8 o'clock. They've now revised that. Now they think by lunchtime, which is any minute now, they're expecting that figure to have risen considerably to more than 50,000. And we still have another full day today and almost a full day tomorrow. They're closing at 7 o'clock tomorrow to prepare for the funeral on Saturday. They were intending to close at midnight last night, but they stayed open until 5:30 this morning to get those people through. And they are planning to do the same again tonight, to close at 5:30 so they can get all those people through that want to pay their respects.
And last night I was looking at some late night coverage on CNN, and it seems that the gates were going to close at some point and people rushed to get inside, even though it was only a half an hour left of official viewing time.
Yes, they rushed
to get inside. So then did they close the gates and those within were allowed to continue?
We're allowed in, yeah. They were basically suggesting that you don't join the queue after a certain period of time because waiting through the night. But as I said, they decided to keep it open to let those people through. I spoke to some who said they'd been queuing up for about 4.5 hours to actually get in. But what I think is quite important to mention, or what I'd like to mention, Pat, to you and your listeners, is inside, bearing in mind this is St. Peter's Basilica and it's supposed to be the spiritual home of the Catholic Church, the atmosphere inside is actually quite surreal because there is a long line of people. They're all chattering away. There's quite a hubbub inside there. And then people file past the coffin. Admittedly, they cross themselves, say a silent prayer, but many of them then just whip out their phones and start taking pictures of Pope Francis lying in his coffin. And you may have seen pictures yesterday of people holding up their phones, just a sea of mobile phones taking pictures of the coffin inside the basilica. And I know I did speak to one couple yesterday who said they were actually quite shocked at the behaviour by some people in there. I think, if memory serves me right, when the Queen was lying in state in the UK, there were no selfies, nothing like that allowed. And this couple who I spoke to said they'd just come from the Sistine Chapel that morning, where they were expressly forbidden from taking pictures inside the Sistine Chapel, to then be greeted by that scene inside the Basilica where the Pope was lying in state.
Now, what is happening at official level? Obviously, they're preparing for an influx of global dignitaries and also to bring television coverage to the world of what's going to happen.
Yes, that's right. Well, they're expecting official delegations from 170 countries to be for the funeral on Saturday morning, which starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we have confirmed on that guest list Donald Trump and his wife Melania, Prince William, Irish representatives as well will be here. President Zelensky of the Ukraine will be here. Russia is sending its Minister of Culture to attend the service. So as you can imagine, security will be extremely tight. I think the classic phrase uses a ring of steel is being thrown around, but I think it's probably more of a double ring of steel here. I've seen army units here with anti-drone devices. There is a no-fly drone zone over the Vatican, and they have this army unit has this sort of device which blocks out the signal so that the drone can't be flown if one is above. Or there's also another system that shoots out a net, apparently, I've been told, which captures the drone as well. But there's also 2,000 extra police on duty The city will be, you know, under a major lockdown as well, ahead of all the arrival of all these dignitaries.
Now, what are the Cardinals up to today?
Yep, good question, Pat. They had a meeting yesterday where they discussed, the College of Cardinals had a meeting where they discussed arrangements for the funeral, and they had a meeting this morning, which I gather is just about to finish, or if not finished a few minutes ago, and we'll get details of that from the Vatican press office about what was discussed. We know yesterday they announced the details for the closing of the coffin of Pope Francis, and then also the internment of the coffin in St. Mary Major Basilica, where he asked to be buried, which, as you may recall, is away from the traditional burial place of the popes. Most popes are buried under the grotto, in the grotto at St. Peter's Basilica. And this is the first time in about 100 years that a pope has asked to be buried outside of St. Peter's. So we'll also get details of, I think there was also further discussions about possibly arrangements for the conclave. That might come out as well when we get the briefing later on. They've also announced details of the Novendella, which is the 9 days of official mourning, which begins after the funeral service. So there'll be 9 days of official mourning with mass and prayers being said at various churches throughout Rome. And once that official period of 9 days is over, that 9 days mourning is over, that's when the conclave is expected to begin. So we're looking at maybe May the 4th, May the 5th for the for the conclave to begin. You can probably just hear a helicopter above me now. As I say, the security is quite tight. It's a police helicopter just hovering around, making sure that there is everything is all in good shape and good order.
Very good. Nick Pisa, senior reporter with Global Mail Online. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.